Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Today we're going to talk about some things happening down at the Corning Opera House, and we're visiting with Dee Heaton, who is the Executive Director of the Corning Opera House. Good morning to you, Dee.
Good morning, LaVon. It's great to be here once again.
Yes, we were
Thanks for having me.
Yes, commenting that it's been a long time since we got to visit. So it's pretty exciting that things are happening, and they're happening pretty soon at the Corning Opera House, like this week. So tell us about this show. Yes.
We are having Nebraska Showdown's tribute to Garth Brooks, and they call their show Shameless. And it's Friday night, August 27th at 7 o'clock. This band is quickly becoming one of Omaha's most successful groups. They have been crushing it this summer. They've had most successful nights in history.
Wow.
And just biggest crowds they've had this summer. Pretty cool.
Yes, you bet. And, I think it's sort of interesting that they kind of highlight Garth Brooks, and he was just in Nebraska. So maybe that kind of helped, you know, you get in that mood for Garth Brooks.
That's right.
Yeah.
He has a lot of great hits out there.
He certainly does. So, so you mentioned this is a band. It's not just a single person. Do you know what, how many or what kind of instruments they play?
David Fornay has Garth-like vocals. He's the front man. He's open for like Jason Aldean and Brad Paisley, quite a talented man. Donovan Johnson is on the keys, and he's performed all over from Nashville to London to Carnegie Hall. Kevin Kerwin is a studio and live performer, and he's doing acoustic, electric, and 12-string guitars. Frank Gappa is shines on the bass. Bill Nansen is a percussionist. He's an educator in the Omaha area. And Tim Venskok is the lead guitarist. So quite a talented group of people from the Omaha area.
Yes.
They've created quite a powerhouse of a country band.
Yeah, this is not just a couple of people backing up the singer. This is a band.
Yes.
He said they'd become very popular. So, hey, you don't have to go to Omaha and face that traffic and parking and so on. You could just go to Corning.
You can.
What about go ahead.
I would say the show is sponsored by Primrose, so you can come eat a great meal, or Backgrounds Coffee is our other sponsor, so you can stop and have a latte or a cappuccino. So, great day to come to a small town.
For sure. And how do we get tickets for Friday night? Do we really need to get those ahead, or can we get them at the door?
There'll probably be some at the door, but you can also buy them online at CorningOperaHouse.com. They're $25 for adults and $8 for students. We do have one table left that seats 8 people, and that's for $175. Our seating for this concert is going to be a little bit different because we have the middle section open for a dance floor.
Oh.
So there are tables around the outside and then also chairs.
Okay, if you want to do the meal, is that part of this ticket or is that extra?
We don't have a meal. You'd have to go to the restaurant.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes.
Just clarifying that when you're talking about tables and so on. So, okay.
Okay.
Good. Yes. And Primrose is right downtown?
It is. It's a block away.
Okay. So have your nice dinner. Take a few steps down the street. Settle your meal before you settle down to hear the Nebraska Showdown. So you mentioned how to get tickets, and that will go on because you have more shows coming up.
We do. In September, we have what's called the Linda Ronstadt Experience. And an American Idol finalist, Tristan McIntosh, is the one that's performing this, and she also has a band. There's 6 of them in her band, and she's going to be singing Linda Ronstadt hits, and that's on Sunday, September 26th at 7 o'clock.
Okay, at 7 o'clock on Sunday, but it's nice to have something on Sunday night to do, too. And tickets for that are how much?
The adults are 25 and students are 8 for that one also.
Okay, easy numbers to remember. So first we have sort of the Garth Brooks era and music, and then we have Linda Ronstadt, an era sort of earlier, I think, than Garth Brooks, but wonderful music. She sang all kinds of songs, so great. Well, that's August and September, but I'm guessing you have some more things planned.
We do. October 16th, which is a Saturday night, we have Hornucopia. And they are playing the horn music of the 70s and 80s. So it's basically the music of Chicago and Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Mm. And there are 10 people in their band with all the brass instruments. And the tickets for that one are 32 for adults and 10 for students. And that one's October 16th.
Okay. Sounds like to me you've got music for every era. And so if people say, I'm not a Garth Brooks fan, there wouldn't be many of those. But if there are, hey, just hang around because you have other choices.
That's exactly right. And we're just signed the contract for a show in December with Empty Pockets, and it's more of an Americana, folksy kind of music, but they're going to be doing favorite Christmas songs.
Mm.
So those details will be coming out very, very soon.
Yeah, I'll bet there's some sing-alongs planned in that one.
How cool. I would assume so.
Get us all in the spirit. Well, Dee, we've been talking about the shows, and that's really important to know that there's great entertainment at the Corning Opera House. But the Corning Opera House also serves some other purposes.
We do. We've been doing a lot of tours this summer, people dropping in and groups or small families that are driving through. So tours are a wonderful way to learn about the history of the building, learn some history about music and drama and the architecture. So anytime you want to drop in for a tour is wonderful, or you can call and schedule one for a group. And we are still have our rental venues. So we've had a couple weddings this summer and a class reunion and a baby shower. And so we have space to rent.
Okay. So with the, you said you could just stop by anytime. What are the hours?
I'm here in the afternoons from 12:30 to 5, Monday through Friday. Or you can always call and schedule one at 641-418-8037.
Okay. So Dee, how do you find these folks that you have come and entertain? You know, I can't imagine you just open a catalog. How do you track them down? How do you decide?
The shows we have this fall lined up were actually supposed to be in 2020. There are postponed shows. Sometimes I just go Googling and searching what other people have in that area. But we've also been getting quite a few agents calling us and asking if we would perform, or maybe they've had one performer and now they were treated right, so they want to send more performers our way. That's how most of them have been coming
lately.
Okay,
that's kind of nice, isn't it, that they're asking you instead of you're doing all the searching?
It is.
And
great.
And yes, and I'm sure they have to have good references about all of the performers that they're offering. So great to know what's going on out there. So, Dee, remind us of the program this Friday.
Friday, August 27th at 7 o'clock is Shameless, performed by Nebraska Showdown, and it's a tribute to Garth Brooks. It starts at 7. The doors open at 6:30. There will be concessions, and tickets are $25, and you can find them at CorningOperaHouse.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Dee Heaton, for visiting with us today and reminding us about the great things that happen at the Corning Opera House. And until next time, here's a thought. If you don't follow through on your dreams, you might as well be a vegetable.